Bikshu all of Chaver of Rachamim. This is Reb Chanina Medoysa, the Gadol Hadar, the Tzaddik Hadar. Reb Chanina Medoysa, who davened for everyone throughout his lifetime. And everybody got together to daven. And the way the Achronim and the Ritva seem to understand it is Mepnei Sha'ashot Tzricholoi is the teretz to why they davened for him. They wouldn't daven for him otherwise. Because if not for the fact that he was needed, Rachmana Litzlan, nobody would have davened. Because on some level, maybe he deserved what it is he got. I saw that the Ben Ishchai, in his Ben Yehoyada, on this Gemara, says as follows. Inami kach amru bitfilosan. Mepnei Sha'ashot Tzricholoi means as follows. That when the Yidin davened from Chanina Mendoisa, they said as follows. Afilu in Hishlim Chayim Aksuvim Loi. They turned to the Eivishtha. And they said that even if Reb Chanina Mendoisa fulfilled his tafkid, and he was mashlim, whatever he was brought down onto this world for, but roi sheyitin le'akadosh baruch hu chayim mechadosh, but I still think he should be given more life, mepnei sha'ashot tzricholoi. Because at the end of the day, the sha'ashot tzricholoi. In other words, there's a concept that sometimes a person, mitzad atzmoi, maybe has no place to be alive anymore. But if he's a person that other people depend on, mipnei sha'ashot tzricholoi, that's a schus for this person to live. And that was the nekuda, that they turned to the Eibush and then they understood Reb Chanina Mendoisa is such a tzaddik, that if it doesn't make sense why he would be taken away from this world, because of averus that he did, it's not possible. Narvas, he probably fulfilled his tafkid already. And mitzad Reb Chanina Mendoisa, on a personal level, he doesn't have to be alive anymore. Oh, but Hashat Tzricholoi, they daven today, Bishto. And being that Hashat Tzricholoi, Klal Yisrael needs him. And if that's the case, that in and of itself should be a reason for him to live. And the kachava, mipnei Hashat Tzricholoi, bikshu chaver of rachamim olav v'choya, and he lived. Why did he live? He lived mipnei Hashat Tzricholoi. The truth is, this idea that it's possible for a tzaddik to fulfill his tafkid, but at the same time he remains alive and he's able to continue to aggregate schusim, mipnei sha'ashot tzricholoi, is an idea that appears in the svarim akdoshim, in the svarim of the Chassam Sofer, many, many times. And in fact, like some of the major yesoidas of the Chassam Sofer, it's an idea that appears in the Torah of the Ksav Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, even the Shevet Sofer. This is an idea that permeates the Preshberger Torah, and it begins with Ma'or HaGoylo, the Chassam Sofer. We all know the story of Nadav Avihu. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, in great detail, and very bekitzer in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Moshe, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei B'nei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem, Vayamusu, on the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated, so Nadav and Avihu went and they brought a carbon. It was a ketores. It was a ketores that they weren't supposed to bring, and they ended up dying. The pasuk says, "Bekarvasam lefnei Hashem, vayamusu." Misas Nadav and Avihu was a result of the fact that they brought a carbon that they weren't supposed to bring. But the truth is another pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. It says, "Vayomas Nadav Avihu lefnei Hashem." Nadav and Avihu died. Lefnei Hashem, ba'akrivam esh zara, lefnei Hashem b'midbar Sinai. And then the pasuk says, ubanim loy hayu lehem. They had no children. Va'yichayin alazav yisomer al pnei aharon aviyam. That Nadav and Avihu died. Ubanim loy hayu lehem. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, daf samech dalet amid aleph. Ubanim loy hayu lehem. Hayu lehem banim loy meso. Had they had children, they wouldn't have died. And at first glance, you read the Gemara, it sounds almost like part of the reason they died was Ubanim Lehoilam. As if to say, maybe the Oynish of Nadav and Avihu was a result of the fact that they didn't die. And that's why it's Margul Bapumi de Inshi, that Nadav and Avihu, they were an Isaac Bapiri Verivya, and that's why they were punished. That's the Sugis over there in Perikapal Yevintai. And it's related to this Pasuk, Ubanim Lehoilam. But the truth is, the Chassam Sofer says, if you read the Psukim, it's clear that that's not what's going on here. They died because of the carbon that they brought. Meaning, if they would have had children, that would have been a schus for them to be able to remain alive. So says the Chassam Sofer, what's the nekuda? He says, what's the tifkeit? What's the pinimiyasa inyan? So the Chassam Sofer says as follows. He says that there are many, many tzaddikim that really fulfilled their tafkid. And some of them fulfilled their tafkid at a very, very young age. They're able to reach the shleimus of their neshama to a point where there's no point for them to be in this world anymore. And the Chasam Sofer says that a tzaddik that doesn't belong in this world is not even interested in being in this world. Because at the end of the day, it could be a shver leben. And they're not even interested in being here. For them to be able to go back to be zoicha to their oilam haba, it's yofa koiras ruch mi oilam haba mi kol anoyis oilam haza. But at the same time, says the Chasam Sofer, these tzaddikim stay alive. You know why? For them to be able to continue to be mashpia, to be mashpia on their children, to be mashpia on their family. Ela told us Moshe v'Aharon kolam alamidus ben chaver toira malo alavakos of kilu yaldai. For them to be able to be mashpia on their talmidim that are like banim. So said the Chasam Sofer, there were many, many, many tzaddikim throughout the doiras that really would have died. And they would have died simply because they reached their tachlis. There was no point for them to be alive anymore. He says, Narvaz, the reason they didn't die was because at the end of the day, they were being mashpi on the dar. And being that they were being mashpi on the dar, they had children, they had talmidim, there were people in their world that they were being mashpi on, and it was because of the hashpa that they were having on the people around them, that they were zoicha to be able to, they were zoicha to be able to remain alive. That's what the pasuk is saying. Nadav and Aviyu reached the shleimus, they reached the point where they deserve to die. Narvaz, had they had children, had they been mashpiyim, had they even had talmidim that are like banim, they would have stayed alive. Why? To be mashpiyah on their children. But ubanim lo hayu lahem. But they didn't have any children. They weren't being mashpiyah. So if they weren't being mashpiyah, it wasn't hashat tzricholoi. They weren't needed so much. For their personal tachlis, for their ben adam lamokin, they accomplished everything they had to accomplish. Narvaz, had they had banim, they would have been mashpiyah. That in and of itself would have been a license for them to remain alive. But being that it was ubanim lo hayu lahem, it wasn't necessary. And being that it wasn't necessary, so it was for that reason that they were taken away. The Chasam Sofer says it on an even deeper level. He says that what does it mean? We find that tzaddikim died misas neshika. He said, what does misas neshika mean? So he says, neshika is a mikvah's term. It's miloshen hashaka. There's a concept that if something touches Tahira, it becomes Tahir. He says there were tzaddikim that their neshama, it rose to such a level that the neshama touched its source in the next world. And that's Mrs. Nashika. As soon as it touches, the neshama is taken away. So the Chasam Sofer says that Nadav and Aviyu died Mrs. Nashika. The Pnimius HaTorah was Bikarvasam, that their neshama rose to such a level that it was Nashika. It touched. It literally, there was such a hiskarvus that it went to its core. And because it went to its core, that's why they said, but the Chasam Sofer says that even though there were many other tzaddikim throughout the generations that reached that point, but what Hashem does is he sometimes is going to make a mechitza between the source of the neshama and the neshama itself to make sure there's no neshika. He says that's the soid of what David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lametes, Vatoshas Olai Chapecha. What does it mean, Vatoshas Olai Chapecha? That Hashem put his kaf, he put it on me. What did he do? He blocked me. David HaMelech said that the neshama was rising. It was gonna come to a point of neshika. But there's a concept of Vatoshas Olai Chapecha that David doesn't allow it to happen. Nadav and Aviyu, because it was Ubanim Lehayu Lehem, it's for that reason they weren't Zoicha to that. One of the places that this is brought down in the name of the Chasam Sofer is in the Petuchei Chosam. So we've referred to the Petuchei Chosam many times. The Petuchei Chosam was the Hakdama that was written to the first Sefer of the Chasam Sofer that was ever printed. The Chasam Sofer didn't write, or didn't print and publish any Svarim during his lifetime. He was a vociferous writer. The Chasam Sofer wrote a ton. But at the same time, he never printed any Svarim. And the reason he didn't print any Svarim is because he didn't think anybody needed his Svarim. In fact, in Reb Shimon Sofer quotes that somebody once sent a letter to his father. He said that I heard that the Chasam Sofer wrote a Sefer. He wants to know if he can get a copy. So he writes back to him that whatever you heard is Shekhev v'chazov. He said, I never printed a Sefer. He says, in fact, you want a Sefer? You can come. All my Sfarim, my Hefker, you can have my Ksavya. I write for myself. But I never, he said, he writes that the reason he's not printing his Sfarim, he doesn't think anyone's going to use them. It's amazing, right? But that's what the Chasam Sofer writes. So the first Sefer that was ever printed was Shailas Achuvas Chasam Sofer on Yer Rideya. That was the first thing that came out. And Reb Shimon Sofer wrote a Hakdama to the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. And the reason he wrote the Hakdama was, he said that usually a Mechabes Sfarim writes Hakdama, but he said, Ayois, my father, the Chasam Sofer never put out any Sfarim. He never wrote a Hakdama. You don't write Hakdama for your Ksav Yad that you're going to keep Beginiza. You write Hakdama when you're publishing the Sefer. So he said he never wrote Hakdama. He said, I'm going to write Hakdama. And he said, I want the Hakdama to be based on the Yesoidis that my father used to say. His big, big, big Yesoidis. And that Hakdama, it's a few pages long, is the Petuchei Chosam. But either way, in the Petuchei Chosim, right in the beginning, that Beis Amid Beis, in the Petuchei Chosim, he brings this Yisoy that his father used to say. And he's Moisev, and again, this is throughout the Sfarim of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer used to teach the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy. For he sircha Hashem l'toiva b'fri bitnecha. For he sircha Hashem l'toiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to leave you alive. There's a concept that a person could be noiser. He could be left alive. He could be left alive for another day or for another year or for years and decades. Why? Because of your children, because of your talmidim, because of the people that you're being mashpia on, that there's a concept that the Eibishter will sometimes give a person a schus, a license to be alive, even though maybe he himself doesn't necessarily deserve it, or maybe even if he himself doesn't necessarily need it. And based on Shuras Adin, maybe he should have been taken away. But there's a concept that he's taken up. One of the places that the Ksav Sofer talks about this is in Parshas Chayesara. On the Pasuk, Vavram Zokim Baba Yomin, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil. Chazal say, what was Bakoil? There's a lot of different shotim. One Shadish Shahayoloi Ben. Ben is Bigamatria Bakoil. Zok Tehil Gechsam Soifer. Behektim Apim Ashakosav Abba Ma'ira Goylos Atzal. And the Pasuk Vayisir Hashem L'Toyva B'Fri Bitnacha. And he brings this whole Torah. So he says, you see, there's an idea that the Eibishter will sometimes keep a person alive just because of the fact that he's being mashpi on other people. So he says, that's Pshat. This is the Ksav Soifer talking. David HaMelech said, Loi Amos Ki Echye. He said, Loi Amos. It sounds like David HaMelech thought maybe he deserved to die. So he said, Loi Amos, even though maybe I deserve it. Loi Amos Ki Echye. You know why? Because Vasaper Masako. Sipur is Lacherim. Vasaper Masako. I'm going to tell the Masako to other people. When you go and share with other people, you're giving yourself a schus to be alive. Shesulim Beveis Hashem Bechatzris Alekenu Yafrichu. Said the Ksav Soifer, Oy Yenuvim Beseva Deshenev Rananim Yiyu. Why? Lahagid ki yasher Hashem. Lahagid. You're not learning by yourself in a vinkala. It's lahagid lacherim. Oyd yenuvim b'seva d'shein of rananim yud. The Ksav Sofer said there were tzaddikim that were zoicha to oyd yenuvim b'seva d'shein of rananim. You know, the Ksav Sofer brings it out so beautifully. He says, should we go ahead and we should start thinking that all these tzaddikim that had to live so many years, maybe it's because it took them so long to be maslim their neshama. You know, tzaddik. Now, this is how the Ksav Sofer saw it. Usually you think if someone never had tzaddik dies at a young age, you can't understand it. Just the opposite. He says, ich vashteinish at tzaddik tenez arichas yom. Why didn't he need arichas yom for? Well, you think he couldn't fulfill his tafkid in less years than that. He had to be Meirich Yomim. The terraces was for the dog. It was Oyd Yenuvim B'Seva D'Shein of Rananim Yu. Why? Lahagid La'Acherim. That's the Lashon of the Ksav Sofer. Lahagid La'Acherim Ki Yashar Hashem. It was Lo Yomus Ki Yechev V'Asape La'Acherim Asiko. Says the Ksav Sofer. That's Pshat. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram Avinu didn't have to be a Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram Avinu fulfilled his tafkid before he became so old, but it was Vashem Berech as Avram Bakoil. It was because Avram Avinu had a son. He had a son Yitzchak. It was because Avram Avinu was Vanefesh Asha'asa Becharen, and it was because of the Hashpoyah that Avram Avinu was having on the people around him. That's why Avram Avinu was Zoicha to Avram Zokin Baba Yamin. Either way, I think this is the Yisoid of the Ben Ishchai in this Gemara right here. The idea of Chanina ben Doisa, who really Mithishur Sadim deserved to die, and could be the Chaverim would have even davened for him, but who Bikshu. Why? It's this idea. It's the concept that the Chassam Sofer says, "Vayisircha Hashem l'toyva b'fri bitnecha." It's the idea of "Oyd yenuvim b'seva d'sheinim lahagid lacherim ki yasher Hashem." It's lo yamus ki echiv asaper lacherim masika. It's this concept that had Nadav and Avihu had bonim, they could have been maybe zoicha to oyd yenuvim b'seva d'sheinim v'rananim yu. But the reason why Yamas Nadav Avihu was because who bonim lo yhoyu lehem. Like the Gemara says in Yavama Samach Dalad Amid Aleph. Not that the reason they died was because they didn't have any children. If I care, they died with karvasan lefnei Hashem. They died misas neshika, miloshen hashaka that you find by mikvahs. But at the same time, they could have been zoicha tarichas yom. They could have been zoicha to continue to be malakit chosin. The reason they didn't was because ubanim loy hayu lehem. And the Ksav Sofer says this madrega of ahisircha Hashem. He says it's a high madrega. Obviously, it's a high madrega. But at the same time, there's definitely a component of this madrega that's not so hecher, something that everybody can relate to, and that is that the more relevant a person makes himself, you have ashpa on other people, so there's an idea, whether it's family, whether it's chaverim, it doesn't matter who, but there's such a concept, there's an idea of oyd yenuvim b'seva d'sheinim v'rananim, person could be zoicha, to be mayrich yomim v'shanim, if lahagid lacherim, Ki Yasher Hashem.